1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
So anyway, Starband, you ever heard of them? It's a company that will give you, well, this is what they give you. No service. And then when you try to cancel their service because it's rotten, they don't cancel it. And then you keep trying to cancel it for like 8 months and they still don't cancel it and keep sending you bills until finally they send you to a collection agency. All right. I swear to God, that's been our experience with Starband. Starband, keep it in mind. Next time you, let's say you move to a neighborhood where you can't get regular DSL or high-speed internet. And then somebody says, yeah, well, you know, Starband provides that satellite internet. Run. Run as if Dracula's just come out of his freaking box. I ain't kidding you. Run, man. Because their service is strictly from hunger, baby. And they came out, stuck a couple of two satellite dishes in my yard. One for the uplink, another for the downlink, and another just so what? I'm supposed to hang a freaking pool skimmer from it? That's what I'm going to do with it, by the way. There's two of them sitting there, right? And they've got that kind of that thing that sticks out. I'm going to hang the pool net right there. That's perfect here. Hey, the pool's dirty. Go get the skimmer off of the Starband satellite dishes. That's what they're worth. My wife, who is the one that's in charge of everything at our house because that's the way she wants it, believe me, she's the one that pays the bills. She's the one that is in touch with all of these people. And she's been trying to cancel. Has that ever happened to you where you try to cancel something? I don't want your business anymore. Send me a bill. I'll pay it. Get away from me. Get so far away from me. Just go away, man. Starband won't go away. They won't go away. Get out of here, man. Well, now you owe us $850. I don't want your service. 8 months ago, I said I didn't want your lousy service. Then 7 months ago, then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Still get the bill. And then on Friday, we got the call from the jackasses at the collection agency. Now, I understand you folks that work at collection agencies. It's your job to be walking douchebags. I get it. I understand. That's your job. It's your job to be odious scumbags. You call up having no real knowledge of the case whatsoever, abuse the living hell out of somebody on a phone. And you don't care, and you hang up, and you work behind a freaking great man like you're working at the county jail. Yeah, I understand what your gig's all about. Being a walking, breathing scumbag. That's great. Everybody's got a job to do in this world. You guys are the scumbags. And you call up, and you get somebody says to you, like a Starband or some other equally, immoral, unethical enterprise like that. And they say, hey, go after this guy for money. You don't know. You don't know that these people are so stupid that they don't know how to take a cancellation order. You have no idea. All you know is you got to now get into douchebag mode. Hi, we're Starband, and we want you to call up the Hendry residence because they have okay.
Douchebag mode. 5, 4, 3.
Lockdown. All right, everybody, go to douche mode, all right? Everybody a scumbag, right? Hey, hey, whew, all right. Get on the phone and start acting like pieces of crap. That's your job. Now, Starband, because they're so freaking dumb, they probably don't even know what a satellite dish is. They just decided to get into the business. They don't know how to cancel a guy's order. I'm telling you, it's a great company. I highly recommend them for anyone that wants to get homicidal. Hi, life going good for you? Not enough upsets? Hey, I got a great ulcer for you. Here's one that'll make the hair fall out and cause you to put sandbags in front of your house and start throwing the bodies out. That's right, Starband Satellite Service. For only $8 million a month and really slow, crappy download speed, you can get so-so service, which you want to cancel within 30 days, and it won't be within about 160 days. Well, it's been a year for us. So my wife called. She said, you're going to believe these guys went to collection on me. I said, what is this? Are we snake bit or something? I mean, is it because I said poo-poo? Is it because I said the S word? Does God hate me that much? I understand that I fell away from the church for a while, but for God to hate my guts that much, for God to put this kind of pain in my life. Well, I mean, you talk about your persecutions, but what's going on now? Well, you know, these guys. Yeah, I know these guys. Give me their number. Well, you know, a lot of good it's going to do. What, because their guy voice on the phone are going to change? And forget about calling the collection agency. Well, here's another collection agency. What am I going to say to them? Yeah, great. You got the money? No. All right, screw you. They don't care who you are. So what you wind up having to do is this. Pay the dough. Then you get a thing called a certificate of deletion, which means it'll be deleted off your credit. This is the game they're now playing, folks. This is the game. And I'm telling you right now, as far as I'm concerned, there's got to be something illegal about it. But here's the game that a lot of these companies play. I just got done with this freaking management. Number one, they just send you to a collection agency. It doesn't matter if you've paid the bill. Doesn't matter if you haven't. Doesn't matter. They'll just send it there. So let's say, for instance, you don't owe $1,000. Well, they'll send it to a collection agency. The guy say, well, you do owe $1,000. No, I don't. Well, yes, you do. And then the guy's, he's in his douchebag mode, so you can't argue with him. Now, you have a choice. They're telling you you owe them money that you don't owe them. You're going to hire a lawyer? Who's got money for that, right? What are you going to do? You're going to the Better Business Bureau? The Better Business Bureau is about as effective as a condom that's been shot full with darts. Some guy hanging a condom on a dartboard. You want to use that? Hey, Bob, I got a condom for you. We just had it on a dartboard here. The Better Business Bureau, man, those guys couldn't cure freaking fleas. What else are you going to do? You're going to go to the state? There's no relief for you, man. Believe me. So what they do is they send this fictitious bill that you don't owe off to a collection agency. You owe $1,000. No, I don't. Yes, you do. The guy says, what 90% of people do is they wind up paying it as long, because they don't want it to go on their credit. That's the first thing that people don't want is their credit to get messed up. And when some scumbag like Starband decides to send you to collection, they're betting that your desire to stay off of the bad credit list is stronger than your desire to throttle their freaking throats, right? Which it probably is, and it's mine too. So you wind up paying. But here's their little thing that they give you in return. They can now go on the internet, because they told, oh, it's on the internet. That's what they tell you. You paid them the money that you don't really owe them, and then they immediately delete you off of the bad credit rating or whatever the thing is. They go on and say your credit's cool, all right? So what you're doing is you're paying extortionary money. It's like protection money. You remember in the old days, the gangsters would come around and say, if you pay us protection, we won't beat you up? That's basically what it is. It's like protection. Give us $1,000, we'll keep you off of the bad credit roll. I'm telling you, in my opinion, that's what Starband's doing. That's what all these freaking companies do. You people ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Better yet, somebody ought to take you out and stick your head in a bucket of ice. Kick your ass for about an hour. So what am I going to do? I said to my wife, I ain't calling a credit agency. Oh, yeah, I'll call them up. I said, okay, how much do we owe? Probably be some ridiculous amount. So do I get that certificate of deletion thing? Yes, sir. We'll have that right on the internet for you. Oh, that's great. Thanks. And then I will write a very strongly worded letter. I said, wait a minute. I don't have to write a strongly worded letter. I have a radio show. So here's my letter to you, Starband. I'll pay this bread that we don't owe you. We don't owe you because there's nothing we can do. I can hire lawyers until the cows come home. I'll take your ass to small claims court. I still got to get it off of my freaking credit. So I got to pay you to get it off of there. Then I take it to small claims. And you're still out there putting your lousy satellite dishes into people's yards and hiring people that don't know how to answer phones or take down orders. Like, hey, would you cancel my service, please? I'm sorry? Could you cancel my service? I'm sorry. What do you mean by that? I mean, I don't want your service anymore. Okay, hold on for just a minute. Let me get you to the person that understands. What? Starband. It's just another word for ass. Jesus. All right, that's that. Let's see, what else? All right, United Airlines, we ripped them. Let's see, who else? How about Gerber's baby food? I'm kidding. They're fine. I just had some this morning. All right, we'll get into some email. And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our webcast on the 22nd of December. Don't miss it, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get your backstage... Get your backstage... I think my throat's getting better, but not that much better. Get your backstage pass now at www.philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we'll go to Steve. Hi, Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How you doing?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I enjoy your program, and I wanted to call you because of a situation that arose at my dentist on today, and it is a legal consideration that I'm most probably going to sue. And
well, tell what happened.
My dental hygienist, my doctor is Dr. Keith, and he's in the Corona area, and I went in to have my teeth cleaned, and also do he was going to do the dental a dental checkup on my teeth. So I went in, and his hygienist is a young woman who has been with him now probably about 8 months. She come out of dental hygienist school at USC.
Okay.
She is. Can I tell your name or?
Well, not her full name. Give me her first name.
Okay, her first name's Jennifer. And she is. Everybody knows, and I've talked to my wife about it, and people have noticed that she's very lovely, and she is also very has a. I guess she's not, a large chest.
Okay.
Best way to describe it. Anyway, she was cleaning my teeth, and she was leaning into me, and she said, "Would you turn your head to the right?" Because she was trying to get to a back molar.
Okay.
So I turned, and my face went right. It went right into it, and so I was. I guess I thought she was coming on. I don't know, because I started to suck on her finger, and it was a reaction to it.
To what?
Because
you turned your head to the right. She was leaning into you?
When she told me to turn my head to the right, she, as I told you, she's very large chested, and she said, "Turn your head to the right." And my face, it went full. It just went full into it. And
all right. So you thought that was a come on?
Well, I talked to my attorney about it, and she feels that it was, because if you are a woman who's a hygienist and you are built up top the way that she was, when you tell someone to turn their head so you can get back, pick a piece of, maybe some meat or something out of the back of a tooth and their mouth area, see what I'm saying?
A woman can't help. If she wants to be a dental hygienist, she happens to be built like that.
Okay, if she happens to be built like that, she says turn to the right, I turn to the right, and it just and my mouth, because my mouth's open, my mouth just went, I don't know if you can imagine it. Okay, well, if you think it's funny.
No, I want to know, I understand what you're saying. So what are you saying?
So when my mouth was open, she said, turn your head to the right, it went full in, and so it was an instinct, and my attorney says that it's called a prenatal recall, where I started to suck on her finger. Forget it.
No, don't hang up, man. Get him back on the line.
How am I supposed to do that?
Well, I don't know. Star 69 him or something. I'm just trying to figure out what this guy is going to sue for. She figures he's... Look, sir, I'm very, very sorry.
I didn't call up to be made fun of. I'm working out at my gym right now. I've got a lot of people looking at me.
I'm sorry. What are you going to sue for, sir?
I believe that it was sexual harassment.
By her?
Yes, sir.
Because of her build and the fact that she had you turn your head.
And not just that, but keep in mind. Okay, are you going to laugh or?
No, sir, I'm not.
Because I got way better things to do. My attorney's expecting a phone call from me.
I want to just get this clear. So you turned your head and your mouth was already open.
Yeah, so my mouth was already open. And I was talking to her, and because I had tubes in my mouth, she said, "Where are you going to go fishing this coming winter, Mr. Bozell?" And I started to say, "Wow," and as my mouth went, "Wow," and then I turned, both my lips clamped down. And now she says that I came on to her, but I'm sure she did me.
What are you crying?
Yes, sir.
It's emotional, huh?
It's very emotional.
So the problem is, she says you sexually harassed her.
Yes, sir.
It sounds to me like there's something going on there. What do you mean, and then your mouth went in? I thought you said she had her finger in your mouth.
She did, and I began sucking on it.
So everything you did was a sort of a sexual response, and I would say...
The other thing, too, is they're making a claim because... And I don't know how to say it, but I got a riser because...
All right, I understand.
Well, now they're saying the whole thing was premeditated on my part. How could it possibly be?
I don't know how it could be premeditated, but if she told you to turn your head to the right and your mouth was open, she's working in your mouth, right?
Yes, sir.
Then how can you get your mouth, as you say, clamped down?
Because it was my instinct when I saw it, something like that, to just go to it and just mouth it.
All right, well, I think you're in trouble. And you
really do.
Yeah, I seriously do. I think you need a real good lawyer, and I think you're in, you know, big trouble. I don't think that you've got a prayer.
You have any more of those Ted's Beverly Hills shirts or anything?
Yeah, hold on. I'll get you one, okay?
The one that says I want to put my meat in your...
That guy needs big help.
Well, I see. Needs help with that breast.
Yeah. That gentleman apparently had a visit to his dentist today, and his hygienist was, as he said, heavy up top. And he went to turn his head to the right, had his mouth open, and just started sucking on her finger. All right, it's time now for a little email here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you'd like to email us, all you have to do is send it to phs@philhenryshow.com. We also take your flashback requests at phs@philhenryshow.com. And that way, you can, I don't know, if there's something you want to hear, some bit from a show past, we'll try and get it on for you. phs@philhenryshow.com for your email fun.
And now email.
Thank you, bud. By the way, the soundtrack from Wild is the Wind, a Lalo Schifrin production. Dear Phil, I'd like to introduce your fans to the Phil Henry Diet. I download your program every day so that I can listen to your show while I'm running on my treadmill. I lose weight two ways. I get a perfect 38-minute length of show without commercials workout while I'm also laughing my fat ass off. Please play the bit where Pastor Rennick stages the nativity play where the baby Jesus is catapulted over the audience trailing dry ice. Keep up the good work. I've lost 15 pounds. We just played it today, Roy. Oh, is that how they got the smoke to come out of the baby Jesus' butt? Dry ice? That's great. Hey, Phil, glad to hear you're enjoying Trailer Park Boys. I know you're a fan of the BBC show The Office, so I want to recommend that you see The Office Christmas special. It came out last year and shows where all of them end up 3 years later. David Brent, the ex-boss, is now a door-to-door salesman. It's too funny with the great conclusion of the past two seasons. If you want a great Christmas movie to watch, that's the one, The Office. Phil, your show is the greatest. I appreciate your support of our men in uniform and our president. Thank you, George Bush. Well, thank you, Mr. President. Hey, Phil, I first heard your show in April when I moved to Las Vegas from Washington, D.C. I immediately got it, and I've loved it ever since. I've been spreading the gospel to all my friends back east as much as I can. Keep up the great work. P.S. Dave Oliva had a couple of gems the other night. Quote, an ape with a white woman put in chains by white men? Come on, man. It don't take a dude in a wheelchair with a straw in his mouth to figure that one out. And number two, what's a gorilla got to do with cool mentals? What's a gorilla got to do with cool menthols? Hey, Phil, don't want to miss teachers. Do you have an air date yet? No, we don't, but it'll be after the Olympics, probably. I don't know, but I think it'll be after the Olympics. The Winter Olympics are on NBC, and then I think we'll get our shot, baby. If you've announced it and I missed it, then forgive my ADD, but to listen to your every word you say every night is asking for insanity. Congratulations, and keep yours. Congrats on keeping yours this long, Scott Fuller. Hey, Phil, how's about you dress up Wendy and Maria like them Seminole chicks? USC colors are Seminole. Oh, if you go to my homepage, you'll see Wendy and Maria and me. We're tailgating the USC-UCLA game right behind a lube shop over on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Because it doesn't matter if you buy season parking, friend. If you don't get there within an hour and a half of kickoff, you're parking behind Lou's Garage. So you can see Wendy and Maria there, and then the Swede took the picture. They want to dress Maria and Wendy up like them Seminole chicks. And having if your wife do that is odd, then get more I can't understand some guy that can't freaking read or write. Let's listen, shall we? Oh, I remember it well. You in the long taffeta gown and me with a riser. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. God, I loved it. I loved it so much.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mark just told me the Jets are banning booze for 1 week because a couple of guys got stabbed at the Saints game 2 weeks ago. But what they're banning for a week. You see what I'm saying? In other words, they're not banning it forever. They're saying no booze for a week. I like that. And just keep banning it until all the scumbags leave. And then when everything chills out, serve booze again. And if there's any more stabbings, then ban it some more. So in other words, you can be sure that there'll at least be stabbings the days that you're selling booze. Like once a month. All right, is another stabbing? But I think that's a little bit more sensible, don't you, than banning it outright? I don't know what happened. There used to be a time, I think, when people drank responsibly at games. Or maybe they never did. Maybe it's just my imagination. I remember when I was a kid, man, I'd go out to ball games with my dad, and I'd see a lot of dopey guys, and I'd think, well, what's wrong with that guy? And my father would be like, oh, don't pay any attention to him. There was some jackass at a baseball game I was at once as a kid. He was blowing one of those horns. Back in the day, guys would come with horns and do that whole, you know how you hear it on the organ? Guys used to come to games with the horns and do that. And this guy just wouldn't shut up. It sounded like there was going to be a fight. Someone finally took the horn and broke it over the guy's head. And I remember thinking, because I'm only like 9, wow, those guys really get wild at a Diet Coke. Well, I didn't think that. I was thinking of something else, actually. And it had to do with Marilyn Monroe. That's right. See, I didn't want to go to any damn game. I wanted to go home and look at Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe on To Tell the Truth and get a riser. I was only 9, but I kind of burned both of them down. You know, when you're 9 years old, sure, you're just a little tiny twerp of a kid, but you see Marilyn Monroe, brother, you're good for 2 solid nights. You just know it. You're 9 years old, friend, and you see Jane Mansfield. I don't care if I'm 9. 3 solid days without sleep or food. Not a problem. Go ahead, Grandpa. Go to bed. I'll take over from here. And you're 10. How pathetic is that? All right, anyway. All right, here we go. It's time now for another email. This is from Frank. Hey, Phil, for the past couple of months, I've been trying to get my wife to listen to the show. I've even broken it down in simple terms and explained the premise. But she's so hard-headed, she doesn't get it. I tried explaining the noglip, and all she could say was that it was disgusting and I was an idiot for listening to it. Well, I guess I am an idiot. Thanks. Keep up the good work, Frank in Tampa. Thanks a lot, Frank. This is from Mike in Maine. I know everyone is getting ready for the holidays and probably very busy, but I wanted to make sure the package I sent arrived in good condition. It was from Maine and should have arrived Friday. I was mostly concerned that the maple syrup and its decanter arrived intact. I think the rest was packaged well enough to survive the cross-country trip. Hope you guys like the candy. An email note would suffice. My thanks in advance, Mike from Maine. No, Mike, I'm not going to acknowledge it at all. You sent me a gift. I don't have to acknowledge that you sent it. No, I'm sorry. I'm not sending you any emails. All right, now another one here. As a huge fan of yours who's never heard Comb Over Boys show, I know that I can't get out of here with that guy. I'm so tired of him. Jesus, he gets more play on this freaking show. And that picture of him, and we had another of him almost swallowing a microphone. You talk about gay. He looks like he's going to just gob it. Oh, it looks like a full gob job. I mean, seriously, man, he's got a microphone. He's like, oh, you know, you haven't seen Vanessa Del Rio on her best day ever open her mouth. Hello, I'm Vanessa Del Rio. All right. Rick Magg writes, Phil, I almost wet myself last night when Doug Danger was reviewing the Capote movie and gave it 4 gay thumbs up. When you and Doug began discussing how he can have 4 gay thumbs, I almost lost it. After the break, when you dropped the Q-bomb on him, I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe. I hope we get to hear Doug's review of Brokeback Mountain, Rick Magg. And then finally, hey, Phil, just noticed that all the cars in your tailgate photo that you have up on the main page are expensive imports. They must have the VIP parking behind a lube shop. Why did I notice this? Well, I have no life. I'm a big fan, Tim. You know, he's not wrong. But what happened was, this is the University of Southern California. So the parking is overflowing, and across the street from the sports arena is it's a large garage or a car lot. There's a lot of parking. But all the spillover park, and I pulled in, I go, look at all of these, man. I mean, you're probably, there was like a Mercedes, BMW, there's a this, So yes, sir, you're right. And a couple of UCLA guys there, and no big problem. And the Swede, God bless him, he says to me, dude, I got to go, man, because we left my house, and we're still like a long way from the Coliseum. Got to cross the street and walk through Exposition Park, and you get to the Coliseum. I go, right over there, man, because the building kind of goes to a little corner. He goes, I'm not going to pee on some guy's Jag. I go, as long as it ain't mine. I go, come on. So, you ever done that for a friend of yours? Come on, man, I'll show you where to pee. Because what are you talking about? Just go right over there, man, in the corner. There's chicks over there, man. They ain't looking at you. It's broad daylight. Dude, you're over in the corner behind two cars. I'll stand here. Nobody's going to, you know, do nothing. You sure? Yes. 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 Okay. So he walks back to the corner, unzips, starts to go, and I go, hey, what's that guy doing back there? What's he doing? Look at that guy, man. Hey, what are you talking about? There's a guy back there. He's got it out and everything. No, I didn't, but I wish I would have. I'm Jack LaLanne. Get out of here with that music. Give me a riser. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the 22nd, our next official webcast. If this was a WWF, pay-per-view, I'd say make that all-important phone call now. But you don't have to. Just go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Get our backstage pass. Once you see the webcast, the backstage pass is good for everything on our website. So you just keep right on live streaming the show, right on downloading all the material, right on listening to everything in our archives, right on getting the 30-day archives, looking at all the video archive, everything. Okay? You can look at all of our pilots, the pilots that we shot and never made it to the air. You get all the news about our upcoming TV show with teachers, you know, with Sarah and with Justin and with the other Sarah and with the Matt guy and with Dion and with me and all of them. So everything that's happening with a TV show, we'll give you the lowdown on that or the down low or whatever the crap is. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com. This is just music saying that I give up. I give up. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We got Doug Danger on the line from the Orange County Courier to do his movie review for the night. And tonight's movie is Cheaper by the Dozen Part 2 with Steve Martin.
That it is, Phil. And I got to tell you, Steve Martin, I think, hits it out of the park with Cheaper by the Dozen. I think Cheaper by the Dozen 1, he held back. But Cheaper by the Dozen 2, I think he lets it all hang out. He really goes for it. He really, I think, just fills the character out beautifully and brilliantly. And Cheaper by the Dozen, if you thought Cheaper by the Dozen 1 was hysterical, Cheaper by the Dozen 2 will have you, pardon me for saying this, Phil, you will be on the floor. You will be losing control of every bodily function. It is the funniest movie. And I think it's because Steve Martin, I think he knows that he's close. I think he knows he's really got a character here that he can sink his teeth into. Hey, that's my tape. That's my towel. Yeah. I think he knows that he's got a character.
Where are you?
Huh?
Where are you?
I'm at the gym.
All right, go ahead.
I think he knows that I'm using the weight machine.
Will you just do the thing instead of telling guys that?
Excuse me, man, but I was 2 minutes away from the bicep machine. Where was I?
Steve Martin's going for it in Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2, great movie. On the Doug Danger scale, I give it 4 gay thumbs up.
Jesus.
What?
Nothing. 4 gay thumbs up, then, for Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
That's right. I'm Doug Danger. Y'all have a great holiday. And remember, keep it gay.
I give it 4 gay thumbs up. Cheaper by the Dozen 2, huh? I don't even see Cheaper by the Dozen 1, man. Let me guess. It's a movie about a family. Am I right? How did I know? And there's 12 of them? All right. Steve Martin and Cheaper by the Dozen 2, 4 gay thumbs up. Now, let's see. My kids are totally flipping out over King Kong. My wife wants to go see some kind of a flick that sounds real weird, man. It sounds like the whale and the squid. You heard about this? She wants to go see it. I said, I don't want to go see. What is that? It's a kid movie. No, it's not a kid movie. It just got a kid movie name. The Whale and the Squid. That's like when she wanted me to go see Chocolat. Oh, God, will I regret that forever, as long as I live. Even if it had Alfred Molina, who's one of the greats, one of the all-time greats. Did I see him on the OC the other night? Alfred Molina, as God is my witness, was on the OC. Now, that guy is an ass-kicking actor. Now, what's that cat doing on the OC? What? It's called money. Thank you. Big paycheck. You want to see Alfred Molina? You can see him in Boogie Nights. He plays the drug dealer. He's also in Magnolia. He plays the dude that owns the store that William Macy busts into and gets fired from. Molina, I mean, this cat's great, man. He was in, what was the flick, the Spider-Man flick with the dude with eight arms? It was Spider-Man 2, I guess. Yeah, he was in Spider-Man 2. He played the Dr. Octopus dude. That's Alfred Molina. He does a lot of stuff, but I swear to God, I think I saw him on that OC. It was either him or it was someone that my wife's seeing.
OC's a little gay, for crying out loud.
What?
I said the OC's gay, isn't it?
The OC is gay?
Yeah.
Well, it may be, but I was watching it.
What? Why? So gay-like.
What's gay about it?
It's a stupid show. It's just sick. It's gayish. There's nothing good down there. Don't ever look at anything down there.
Nothing good down there in the OC, huh, bud?
It's all just gay.
Well, I agree with that. Orange County does have, you know, Orange County's got its, you know, nice areas, got nice beach, got nice women, but the place does have a sort of gay sensibility, doesn't it?
A lot of white shorts.
Lots of shorts, man. A lot of white freaking shorts down there, man. Yeah, Orange County, nice place. For those of you who have never been there, you should go. Beaches, multi-billion dollar homes, hot-looking women. But a lot of tanning salons, huh, bud?
Yeah, a lot of
guys that play a lot of tennis with each other. Just put it that way. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Our email address, phs@philhendryshow.com. Our webcast coming up Thursday night at 7.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hey, you transit workers in New York, you really know how to get people on your side, don't you? Yeah, right. Yeah, they'll understand. Guy walking to work in 20 degrees, he'll really understand your side of things. By the way, Fox, Fair and Balanced, I went on their website to read the story of the New York transit strike, and I'm still looking for the union side of it. In other words, I'm scrolling down, and like, I'm at paragraph 600, and I'm still trying to find what the union, the transit workers are talking about. Oh, here we go. I finally got to it. The union called the strike after a late round of negotiations broke down Monday night. Toussaint said the union board voted overwhelmingly to call the strike, the city's first since an 11-day strike in 1980. It's illegal for mass transit workers to strike in New York, which means these guys are getting fined $1 million a day, the transit workers. This is a fight over dignity and respect on the job, a concept that is very alien to the MTA, Toussaint said in announcing the strike. Transit workers are tired of being underappreciated and disrespected. What does that mean, man? MTA chairman Peter Calico called the strike a slap in the face. The news drew an angry response. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. They got to trust the people of New York. Boom, boom, boom. The union said the latest MTA offer included annual raises of 3%, 4%, and 3.5%. The previous proposal included 3% raises each year. The MTA workers earn between 47 Gs and 55 Gs a year. The MTA originally demanded an 8% pay raise. You know what they ought to do? They ought to, you know what they ought to, I'm sorry to say this, they ought to just bust the union. And I hate to say that because I'm a union member, but you guys are way out of line. Way out of line. Not now, man. You don't put people out in a freaking street because you're not getting your 8% and they're only offering you 4. 47 to 55K? I'm a union member. I think you guys ought to have your union busted. You remember what they did to those air traffic controllers back in 1980? You remember what happened to those guys? They busted that union. It still ain't come back. That's what happens when you start walking around with your head shoved too far up your ass. Next thing you know, you ain't got no ass to have it in. Wow, my throat is like all just burned out, dude. Can you hear it? Look at this. This is what I get. I come in. I work. I sweat. I slave. And for what? A lousy, stinking 3.5% a year increase? I'm getting between 47 and 55K. That is a slap in the face to my dignity as a subway door operator. Hey, you cats don't mind walking to work today because I ain't getting my 8% that I demanded. They slapped me across the face with a 4% annual increase and then kicked me square in the groin with 47 to 55K a year. How dare they? It's 20 degrees outside. I'm not going to operate the subways today. And if anybody tries to operate it in my stead, well, then I'll call you a scab. Thank you very much. My name is Eddie, the subway driver, and sometimes I enjoy it with a guy. Good Lord. I've talked myself hoarse tonight. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your support. I'm Don Rickles. Thanks so very much. Huh? Our show will be back at 2 a.m. Really, we're just kidding around. We're just kidding around. We're only kidding.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.